I believe God is at work in our lives. Praise the name of Jesus. I welcome you all. Mama, you are welcome. You are welcome. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. I would like you to come with me to the book of Matthew 26, verse 41. Matthew 26, verse 41. I'd like to give you a charge every single evening regarding prayer and fasting. And I'm hoping and believing that these charges are encouraging you in what you are doing. The Bible says, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Then the Lord goes on to say, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Praise the Lord. As you advance in these 21 days, you will start seeing how true this statement is. That indeed, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is going to start getting weak. Hey, maybe I'm already prophesying something that has started. Something that is already happening. Praise the Lord. So the Lord was telling us that when it comes to matters of watching and praying, there are two forces that are going to fight each other. Your spirit is going to want to do it, but your flesh is going to fight. Praise the Lord. And you're going to start sensing messages from your flesh. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I've got a headache. I can't go today. I went 3 days already. Others must also go. It cannot be me all the time. The flesh has a voice, and the flesh can speak. And the flesh can say, I am weak. I feel dizzy. I almost fainted yesterday. I think I almost died. The flesh is going to speak to you. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says the spirit is willing. The spirit is willing. And I want to answer the question. The spirit is willing to do what? Praise the Lord. The spirit is willing to do 3 things. Number one, the spirit is willing to watch. The spirit is willing to pray. So in our context, I will say the spirit is willing to fast. The spirit wants to fast. Because the spirit is strengthened through the fasting. The spirit wants to pray. Because the spirit is strengthened through the prayer. The reason why the flesh is adverse to these things is because the flesh is weakened by those things. The flesh is weakened by fasting. The flesh is weakened by prayer. And boy, you need your flesh to be weak. The stronger your flesh is, the more difficult it will be to achieve a number of things. And the third thing the Spirit is willing to do, the Spirit is willing to strengthen you. The Spirit is willing to strengthen you because, you see, when you are weak, you need strength, don't you? And there's a strength that the Spirit can give to you and me. I didn't know about this strength for many years. A great man of God that I honor so much, Bishop Dark, he talks about a season in his life when he was fasting and praying with a friend. They entered the room and they were supposed to fast for 3 days dry. So they were just fasting. They would just be there. They are fasting. Says by the third day, he became paralyzed. They came to tell him that his mother has come to meet him. He was in the boarding school. So the mother had come to see him with food. So he told the people, tell my mother to leave the food at the reception there. I'll come and collect it. It couldn't work. The fasting had finished him. Then another day, he decided to try it again. And this time he said, I'm going to fast and pray according to the word of God. Watch and pray. Don't just do one. If you only fast and you are not praying, the flesh will really be weak. Fasting and not engaging spiritual activity, I promise you, is going to make your fasting so difficult. So difficult. You will not enjoy the fasting. Fasting is not a punishment. Write it down. Nobody is trying to punish you. Fasting is not a punishment. Fasting is an empowerment. So if you are not being empowered through the fasting, you are not fasting well. Fasting is for empowerment. It's not a punishment. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So he tried to fast the second time again. And he told himself, this time around, I'm going to pray while I'm fasting. He couldn't believe what difference it made. He said he was so strong. He could do anything he wanted to do. He didn't feel weak at all. Because when you pray during your fast, when you really pray, when you take time to pray, when you take hours to pray during your fast, I promise you, your spirit gets strengthened. And your spirit gets strengthened so much that it starts affecting your physical body. Your physical body too becomes strong. And I want to show you that there's an empowerment that comes from the spirit and it affects the physical body. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, come with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. The Bible says that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory. Hallelujah. Amen. To be strengthened with what? With might. Through what? His spirit. Where? In the inner man. The spirit of God can strengthen you with might in your inner man. And that strength in your inner man will translate in your outer man. I've worked with this strength for years. I will go to work until 11, get work around midnight, sleep around 1, wake up in the morning, come and preach, do so many training, go back and work. What strength do you think I'm using? Physical strength, I drop dead there. There's another strength that gets communicated to a person. It's called the might of the spirit. You see, he said that to be strengthened with might through the spirit in your inner man. So the inner man injects strength. I mean, the Holy Ghost injects strength to your inner man. And you know something? Once your inner man has something, it wants to express it. If your inner man is weak, your inner man will want the body to be weak. The inner man cannot be weak and the outer man is strong. No. If the inner man is depressed, the outer man will be sad, unhappy, you know, frustrated, because the inner man is in trouble. If the inner man is happy, the outer man will be smiling, will be excited. Just like this is just a slave. The body is a slave. The body does anything that he feels the person inside is saying we should do. That's why you have never seen demons outside here trying to do things. They work in the inner man. The Holy Ghost works in the inner man. All of them work in the inner man. Why? Because anything that happens in the inner man affects this person here. That's how it is. So the strength you and I need to fast, to go through the whole fasting, is not the strength you get in the afternoon or in the evening when you go home. After you go home, you now go and unleash yourself in those plates. Only God knows what has been happening. That's not the strength. If you are, in fact, that thing can even destroy the whole fasting. You can now go there and you overeat. Then it becomes, I fast during the day, I really eat in the night. I fast during the day, I really eat in the evening. I fast during the day, I really eat in the evening. Oh, is it a joke? No. You are doing that because you feel, no, I'm only going to eat again tomorrow evening. So I need a lot of strength. I need to strengthen myself. Banana, apple, this and this and that. Those of you are saying you are fasting, and you are still going to the toilet 3 times during the day. No. And you are going, and things are really coming, like a lot of stuff. Why? No. What's happening? What's happening to you? You are going 3 times. The way you used to go when you are not fasting, you are still going. And things are happening. Please, check it. See, the strength we are using is the strength of the Spirit. When you see people strong, they keep going. You are thinking, I mean, there's a guy that was in this church before. We are fasting 21 days. He's running. I say, And now realize he wasn't fasting. That guy wasn't fasting at all. I couldn't understand. How can we are all struggling to walk? You are running in the hot sun. No. But the same person, if he fasts properly, he can be strengthened in his inner man. You even forget that you are fasting. You forget that you are fasting. But you can't believe the strength you have. When you are not fasting properly, meaning when you are not fasting and praying, you are weak. Oh, you are weak. You are dizzy. You are irritable. You get easily angry. Everything irritates you. Because the body wants food. And you are depriving the body of food. You become moody. And so your fasting is a torture. It's a punishment. It mustn't be like that. It should be an empowerment. An empowerment where you are fasting and you are happy. You see, the fasting must make you into a happy person. A real fasting. You are happy. You are excited. That, why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You are not depressed. No. You are just thinking about tonight. And I don't even have a lot of stuff tonight. These people, they are fasting like this. They are praying like this because they know they're going to go home, find the fridge is full. Me, I'm going to go home. I don't even know what I'm going to eat. If you are like that here, see me. I want to help you. That you are saying, I don't even know what I'm going to eat. I don't want your fasting to be affected because of that. The little I have, so that you don't worry about that, you can focus on the fasting. And you can fast properly. I'm serious. See me. Whatever I have, I'll share with you. So that we are together. Amen? Praise the name of Jesus. Now, there's what am I trying to say? Spirits give strength to people. Spirits, give strength to people. What did I say? Come with me to Acts 19, verse 16. Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. The man in whom the evil spirit was. See, he's telling you that that man could not have beaten even one of those people. But these were seven people. One man, he overpowered them. The Bible says that he overpowered him. Them, there were seven. The seven sons of Sceva. Is this normal strength? The spirit was in him, and the spirit empowered him that he could overpower seven men. I've seen mad people walking on a tar road barefooted. You try it. In the hot sun. He's walking barefooted on the tar road and he's talking. You try to stand on the tar road in Northwest for a few minutes. You start crying your mother and your father. Is it normal? They are eating from the dustbin and they are not dying. There's an empowerment that the spirit inside are giving the person. Spirit gives strength. Spirit gives strength to people. That thing I just showed you, that the spirit of God can strengthen you, is very normal, because demons do it all the time. There is not one single prostitute that is normal. Not one. Not one. Not one. That you enter a small room, then anyone can come. Tall, big, any size, any type, and you are there the whole day. That is not normal strength. Because normally a wife, once, twice a week, she's already, she's tired. She wants days off. Yeah. But this is another person, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, sometimes even Sunday, they're still at work. It's not normal. A spirit is empowering the person. Now, if an evil, you must know that Satan doesn't create anything. You must remember that. Satan is not a creator. He's an imitator. So anytime you see Satan doing something, you must know he learned it from God. Anytime you see him trying to achieve something, always understand that he saw it from God. He saw God doing it. Now, we are here in the book of Acts. But if I take you to the book of Judges, and I will show you Samson. Oh, yes. You are receiving strength. You are receiving strength. You are receiving strength. Hallelujah. Let's go to Samson. If you find before me, please go ahead. Don't feel like my guys are there, my son guys are there. They can also help us. There are so many of them. This is a message that I'm just sharing with you now. Thank you, sir. Oh, hallelujah. There are so many of them. I just want to take one that can show us a bit. Go to Judges 14 from verse 6. The Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily. Remember might. Might. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, Samson. And he tore the lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat, though he had nothing in his hand. Just NLT it. NLT it. If you can. At that moment, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him powerfully, and he ripped the lion's jaw apart with bare hands. Do you think he can do that normally? There's a spirit that has come to help. The reason some of us are always tired, you are not anointed. Yet. Pastor, I'm tired. Eish, my body. You are not even 30. My knees. My back. My legs. You walk small. Eish, my feet. My fingers. Oh, look at you. You are so young, but you are so tired. It's like after you, do you know that I've been at work? As I woke up, just to give you a bit of this, I woke up at 2 a.m. Prayer. Until I get ready, I go to work. And I came back, and I'm standing here. Since 2 a.m. Only God knows where you were at 2 a.m. last night. Yeah? Yeah? I'm saying this with all humility to tell you that people think if they rest more, they will have strength. The more they rest, the more they are tired. It's the more they are tired. Me, I pray and I have strength. You are resting, you are more tired. I'm telling you, this strength is available. And that's why we are not able to achieve much. You see, to achieve a lot of things, you need to have strength. The people that know their God, number one, they shall be strong. I think it's Second Chronicles 20:20. Oh no, Daniel. It's Daniel something. Are you blessed? Strength is coming to you. Strength is coming to you. You know, I want to show you that, you see, don't look at your bed as your resting place, like where the place where I'm getting strength. Yeah, it's true that when you sleep after a hard day of work, yes, you're going to recover some strength. But I'm telling you, there's no greater place where you get strength as prayer. Daniel 11 verse 32. But the people who know their God, number one, they shall be what? Strong. And number two, carry out great exploit. You see, you cannot carry exploit if you are weak. It takes strength to do things. You will be normal. You will not have exploit. A weak man cannot have exploit. Because exploit requires strength. And I'm not just talking about, I'm talking about all the physical strength is needed. If you're going to achieve anything, you can't go and do one thing. Already you are weak. You are tired. You cannot go and see something else. You are so tired. You need to rest. God works 6 days nonstop. He rested only one day. We reverse it. We rest 6 days. We work one day. That's why there are no exploits. Exploit requires strength. It requires a lot of strength. If you're going to see a house built, the strength that is going to be needed, mental strength, spiritual strength, physical strength, financial strength, a lot of strength is needed. You have to be on the thing before it can move a bit. And people are so weak. Small thing. Ah, no, we've pushed the foundation. We see the walls next year. Oh no, we've bought the bricks. Many people haven't even bought the sand. We bought the bricks. Let's rest. There's no strength. You are receiving strength. You are receiving strength. You are receiving strength. It takes strength to see exploit. It takes strength to see exploit. It takes strength to see exploit. If you don't have strength, you won't see exploit. If you are so easily tired, so easily discouraged, so easily pissed, excuse my language, you cannot see results. You can't. That's why exploits are rare. Not to talk of great exploits. Ah, strength. And that is the thing the Holy Ghost comes to do. He brings strength. Strength. Yeah, the more the Holy Ghost empowers a person, the person sometimes it looks like he's 10 people at the same time. And the less the Holy Ghost is in a person, the less there is, the less you see activity, the less you see result. Because until God breathed, the man was lying there. No life, nothing. Yet the man had the lungs, he had the heart, he had the veins. He had everything, but he was lying dead. Until the life-giving spirit entered. Then man became a living soul, the Bible says. And that's how it is. Until the strength of the spirit enters, you will not see a lot of things. Because to most of us here, listen, you are not stopped because you don't have knowledge. You are stopped because there are spirits fighting you. That's why you are stopped. You are not stopped because you don't. There are forces fighting you. So for you to move, it's not more money that will be needed. It's another spirit to come and give you victory. That's what will be needed. And I'm telling you, by the grace of God, you're going to encounter that spirit. You're going to encounter that spirit during these 21 days. During these 21 days, you're going to encounter the Holy Spirit. That should be, you see, now let's go to our, are you understanding this? They shall be strong. And look at what he says. Those that know God. Which God is he talking about? Which one? Which one? Which one? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is where the strength comes from. Isaiah 11, 1 and 2. Go there. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. Verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and what? Might. There you get it. That's where it's coming from. A person in whom I feel this spirit is resting heavily on earth now is Bishop Dagwood Mills. I tell you, that man will be here now, do a camp of 3 days. While he's doing the camp of 3 days, he's writing books, he's having meetings, he's doing all kinds of things. As soon as he's finished, he's going for a pastor's conference over there. At the pastor's conference is finished, he's having a crusade over there. As the crusade is finished, he's back on Sunday having a church service. The same afternoon, he's having leaders' meetings. By the evening, he's having another revival service. Then the next day, he has traveled to go in another place and have a crusade. Might. If you look at your life very well, you are already late. Now, if what you have to do, you are doing it slow. We are already late. And what you have to do, you are also now slow. Small thing. Ish. Pila pili white. Akamos. I mean, the spirit says good. Very good. Come on, so pap. Come on. Come on, so mamzo. Hey. We are tired. When will you achieve one? To talk of two. You need strength. And one of the things that God wants to communicate during this fasting, that I felt that word today. Tell them about my strength. 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 To be at school, but you are building a house. It's possible. But it takes strength. It takes another thinking. It takes another mind. To be at school, but you are running your business. You are even registering your business. Some that are here, no. Let me finish first. When I retire, then I will start building a house. After I retire. Why? Because you feel, no, I'm tired. I can't do many things at the same time. This work is taking all the strength. This school is taking all the strength. And that's the problem. You are using physical strength. The strength of the spirit. You tear a lion with bare hands. The same Samson removed the gate of a city, the whole gate, carried it to Hebron. Can you imagine that? You took a whole gate. If I gave you two chairs, I say, take these two chairs. Take them to Lekwadi. I think you will sit on them the whole journey. But a man took a whole gate, put it on the shoulders, carried it to Hebron. Because the Holy Spirit will come powerfully upon him. There's a dimension of the Spirit that brings real strength to you. It empowers you. Look at how Paul traveled. They were beating his still traveling. He was strengthened with might. That's why he's telling the Ephesians that God's going to give you might. I'm encountering this all the time. And I can sense when demons have started working on me that I am not tired all the time. I try to read a book, I fall asleep. I try to listen to a message. No, demons have started working. When you don't have strength anymore to do anything apart from your job, demons have started working on you properly. It's like your thinking is finished. You can't think anything past. Well, it's that I've given it my all. Tomorrow is another day. My God, you've given your all to a white man. When will you have time to your own black man? Huh? Not to talk of when will you have time for your God? I understand us. If you are using physical strength, you will not make it. You cannot. You need spirit. Just like prostitutes, they cannot use that. They can't. You can't. That's impossible. It's highly impossible. You need to be empowered. You need to receive another. It's another spirit that is giving you that capacity. So don't be cheated, my precious people. Don't just speak in tongues and you think that's all there is. No, there's way more. Expect strength. Expect strength that the Holy Ghost is going to empower me. I'm going to become powerful. I will be able to do things I couldn't do before. I will be able to do three things at the same time. Expect strength. The Holy Ghost is not dull. I see Christians claiming to have the Holy Ghost. They can't think beyond 1 + 1. It's dullness. Dullness is a proof. Evil spirit. You know, demons have classes. I understand it. The lowest class, I mean, like, let's say evil spirit, they have classes. The lowest class is what we call demons. Those are the lowest class. They are the one in their kingdom, they are the one with not a lot of intelligence. So they follow instructions. They are told what to do, and sometimes they miss and they get punished. Yes. So they steal wisdom from Christians. Like, if you, the Holy Ghost gave you wisdom and you fall in sin and you had wisdom, they steal it. And when they steal it, they start becoming wise a bit. And they start using it on you or on other people. I have shared this before. If you buy a gun to protect yourself, and a thief steals that gun from you, do you think the gun will stop working in his hand simply because you are the one who bought it to protect yourself? You bought a gun to protect yourself. A thief has stolen it. It's working. I mean, people that the hijackers, when they hijack the car of somebody, does the car say, ah, when I came out? That came out. Boso came. No! The guy will flow with anyone, and he will start driving fast. You who was you were driving nice and gentle, he is not showing. He said, hey, somebody is not driving me. You can't believe that he is obeying a thief. What is true in the natural is true in the spiritual. So if a thief can steal something from you and use it against you, there are thieves that will go to the house. Just go to the kitchen, take a knife. Use the knife to destroy the house owner. God forbid. So when you are thinking that demons can steal wisdom, knowledge, and they don't know what to do with it, it's like they are stealing these things and they are just wasting. No. When they steal it from you, it starts working for them. They become wiser. If you read the book of Rejoinder, Rick Joyner talks about some angels. He went to a place and found some angels and said, this angel didn't look very bright. And he could see that they were lacking wisdom, the angel he was coming across. But he says, as he started interacting with them, he said, they started changing. So he discovered that the angels were learning by observing him. One day you will wake up to discover. Because Rick Joyner talks about it. Most of the things that we do, most of the things, as you are doing it, the angel is also learning. Like, oh, this is how this one works. God hasn't given them everything. No, you are misled. They have power, but they don't know everything. Don't get me wrong, their knowledge is great. But there are things he didn't reveal to them. And sometimes he reveals them to a human being. And they learn by observing the human being. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So if angels can learn from a human being, I hope you understand that demons are learning a lot by observing us. That's why it's a jackpot for them when a Christian backslides. Ooh, it's a jackpot. It's like this guy had so much wealth and he took a wrong trip in a wrong place and the thieves have come for it. So everybody's just taking what they can. When a Christian, especially a Christian that was already anointed, had already this, that gift, God had already given a few gifts, and that Christian backslide, it's not just that we have lost somebody, it's also that some gifts have fallen into wrong hands. That's why if you observe, of late, God doesn't anoint people easily. Like, he will vet you. He will check you. He will check you again. And he will check you yet again before he gives you something. Because once he gives it to you, he has given it to you. He can never take it back. So which means if you fall in the wrong hands, look at the wisdom God gave Lucifer. Look at how Lucifer has taken that wisdom and he has used it for himself to control everybody. Man, as you and me, by the grace of God. Are you listening to me? So let's trust God. And Samson lay low till midnight. Then he arose at midnight, took hold of the doors of the gate of the city and the two gate posts, pulled them up, bar and all, put them on his shoulders and carried them to the top of a hill that faces Hebron. A hill. The gate, not of a house. Do you know that back in the day, the city will have a gate and walls. That is how cities used to protect themselves. They didn't have a lot of armies and these things. So all they will do is that if they build a city, they'll build high walls around the city and there will be one gate that you enter the city through this gate. Do you understand? This guy came, the gate of the city, he pulled it with the bars. Put it on the shoulder. Climb a hill. Praise the Lord. No, I'm showing you what God can do. If you avail yourself, if you stop thinking, oh no, I need to go to the gym, this and this and this, and those things are good, don't get me wrong. But I'm telling you, there's a strength God can give you. And there's a strength God wants to give you. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 verse 31. We are ending. King James, please. This is a scripture you should know if you've been in the Christian world for a while. But they that wait upon the Lord, what will happen to them? Shall renew strength. Oh, they shall renew strength. 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 And after their strength is renewed, what will happen next? They shall mount up. Do you feel stagnation? Maybe you haven't renewed the strength. You are not waiting. Mounting up talks of advancement. You begin to make progress again. Thing begins to happen again. Why? You have waited on the Lord. And when you wait on the Lord, the main thing he does is he's giving strength. Strengthening you in your inner man. And as that strength is built up enough, you start producing exploits. You start mounting up. Start mounting up. Then something else starts happening. You start having speed. Start running. Start running. So you start progressing. You start having speed. All of this is the result of prayer. As you are praying, and God is giving strength, God is giving a lot of things. Yeah. I personally believe that a person who understands the power of prayer, you will enter prayer. Do you understand? By the time you leave, you have a house. That you entered prayer houseless, homeless. You spend time there And the strength has come. And that strength is capable of giving you a house. So as you are walking out, you are walking out with a house. Year 2020. I was standing at the palace lobby like this, wearing my mask, praying. Do you know 21 days? Inside the mask. I felt shoo. And I knew God has given me something. God has just, something has just entered me now, like this. So I left, I went to the toilet to seal it. By the time I'm done, God told me, I just gave you a house. And he did. He did. That same month, I got it. The speed. You achieve what is taking somebody 25 years, you achieve it in 2 years or 6 months. Because you know how to wait, receive strength, mount, run, and walk. People take prayer as just exhaustion of energy. No, it's transactions. Transaction. You are dealing with things. You are getting things sorted. Prayer time is not just a time, no expectation, no nothing. No, that's not how it is. There's strength being communicated. There are virtues being released. There are things being done as you are praying. There are things being broken. There are things being planted as you are praying. That's how it is. That's how it is. So when you understand what prayer is, you're going to love prayer. There is, you see, when I say we, the fact you don't, is because you don't know what prayer does. When you start understanding what prayer can do, oh, you will love prayer so much. You will love prayer. You will know when your things are normal. I know what to do. When something is delayed, I know what to do. Mounting up, running. All those things are connected to the secret place. All of them. Show me a man without result. I'll show you a man who doesn't pray. Or who prays for other reasons. Yeah. But this is what it is. It's not about impressing somebody. It's about getting things done. I got so many things done through prayer. See this building where we are here? All right. One day we were there by the firms. I can tell you everything where it's coming from. We're by the firms. There behind that place, there was a school there. That's where we used to meet. We're there on a particular Friday. And this guy was there. A few of them were there. Vuyo, a few of them were there. And we were praying. We were praying for God to give us something in leadership. We prayed. It was just about 6 or 7 of us. We prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. Man, when we finished that prayer, I felt in my spirit that God has heard us. And I felt that God has given us the place. So I went ahead and I told the people, look, now that we have prayed, start searching. Everybody, get busy. It wasn't long. He came to tell me, this guy has found the place. I said, let's go see it now. We had just finished another prayer service. I said, let's go see. We came here at night, around 9 p.m. That we drove to this place. After prayer, we came here. We parked outside. There was bush everywhere here. We parked out. I couldn't believe that such a place. I don't know how many times I passed here. I never saw this place. How many times I passed here? Even when Bishop Crufio told me, go, I said, no, I've checked, if there's no place. Yet this place existed. So to prove to you that God gave it to me, so I couldn't even see it. I never saw it. Yet it was here. Prayer revealed it. A and see how humorous God is. My house is just a few centimeters down. You would think that somebody has planted. I'm from Lida. I grew up here. This is maybe this is the area of my father, and there's my grandmother. I mean, that you get such settings when somebody is born here and everything is just around. The way my things are here, it's as if I was born here and my parents and my grandparents are from here. My house is just there and the church is right here. Same street. You see that a mastermind has planned it all. My very house, I can tell you how I got it. Yeah. People are joking. That's why there are too many delays. They are waiting for money. They are waiting for somebody. No. Go and wait there. Go and wait on the Lord. You'll be surprised by the speed. And it starts. So here we are, people of God. I tell you, certain things might never happen unless you wait on God. Well, Pastor, how can you say that? Okay, don't you see people every day that are a testimony to you that certain things might never happen? Don't you see everyday people, some that have ended, their life is now under a bridge. And when you see a person under a bridge, do you know what it will take before he can rent a room? Not to talk of buying a house. Do you know how far he is now from ever owning a house? I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it's now further, harder. So you are seeing such people. You are seeing people that have grown old and this didn't happen. And you can clearly see that they have passed the time that this can happen. So if you are feeling that what I'm saying is wrong, just look around. When you are young, you think everything is possible. And it is possible, given that you follow certain conditions. The Bible is full of if. Certain things will not happen until you get on the job. You will see years come and pass and nothing is moving. Because years will not move things. No. No. Years don't move things. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Bishop Dag was teaching once and he says, learn to preach now. Get anointed now. I said, look, you don't have time. You don't have time. And it's true. It's true. Praise the Lord. Let's stand on our feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are trusting him tonight for strength. Strength, strength, strength. This message is to encourage you. Look, they that wait on the Lord, he gives them strength. This world is full of discouragement. It's full of draining. It drains. The world drains people. Man, it's designed to drain you, take life out of you, turn you into a skeleton. If you don't have a place where you are going to regain strength so you can come and fight again. Many of these things that you want to see, by the grace of God, they might happen at once. But most of the time, it will take a while. So you need strength to keep coming. To keep coming. No. I want this thing done. I'm here. We're going to get this thing done. You came back again. I told you you're not going to get it. It's not possible. Nobody has gotten it before. And then you feel a bit discouraged. And you come back again with strength. I'm back home. This thing must happen. That is how you wear out the wicked judge of Luke 6:18 until he gives you justice. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and let's trust God for strength tonight. Just pray for strength. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Strength. 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 Just believe. Just believe. No need to exert unnecessary strength by your physical body. Just believe that God is empowering my spirit. I am not tired. The Lord is giving strength to my spirit. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes, 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 yes. This year I'm going to do exploits. This year I'm going to do exploits. Exploits. Great things are going to happen. Please stop expecting little. The reason you are expecting little is because you are looking at your little strength. Your little strength is discouraging you to dream anything big. But they that wait on the Lord, oh, they shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. And God will empower them. And God will work through them. It will not be them working. Ah, kalama soko lema kapra laka je prekate kapalama dabalama. Mikante preze kele palabra.